This is the story of when the Lord told Noah and his family to come out of the ark and let all the animals go who were in the ark too. And you can listen and see what promises does God make to Noah in this story. This is from Genesis 8. And God spoke to Noah, saying, "Go out from the ark, thou and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee. Every wild animal that is with thee of all flesh, as to fowl and as to beast, and as to every creeping thing that creeps on the land, bring out with thee. And they will crawl forth into the land, and be fruitful and multiply on the land." And Noah went out, and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him. Every wild animal, every creeping thing, and every fowl, that all that creeps upon the earth, according to their families, went out from the ark. And Noah built an altar to Yehovah, and he took of every clean beast and of every clean fowl, and offered up burnt offerings on the altar. And Yehovah smelled a restful smell. And Yehovah said in his heart, "I will not again curse the ground any more on account of man, for what the heart of man forms is evil from his youth. And I will not add to smite any more all that is living as I have done. Henceforth, in all the days of the earth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease." We also read from the word of the Lord's second coming in Arcana Celestia 9:35, part of the explanation of the Lord's promise, that there are alternations of state with the regenerate man, sometimes no charity, and sometimes some charity, is clearly evident for the reason that in everyone, even when regenerated, there is nothing but evil, and everything good is the Lord's alone. And since there is nothing but evil in him, he cannot but undergo alternations, and sometimes be, as it were, in summer, that is, in charity, and sometimes in winter, that is, in no charity. Such alternations take place in order that man may be perfected more and more, and thus be rendered more and more happy. And they take place with the regenerate man, not only while he lives in the body, but also when he comes into the other life. For without alternations, as of summer and winter, as to what is of his will, and as of day and night, as to what is of his understanding, he cannot possibly be perfected and made happier. But in the other life, these alternations are like those of summer and winter in the temperate zones, and those of day and night in springtime. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.